Pleasure. I'm really well, thank you. And we're really confident that this year will be a great race meeting. We've already received quite a few bookings online, which is the preferred method for getting tickets now. And if the current trend continues, I think we'll have a really, really great day.
Well, it's most likely you'll be allowed to have up to 1,000. Spoke to differing clubs, some with 1,500, some with less and more. But if that's the case, that's a pretty good number for you because that's around what you get most years. Is that correct?
That's correct. Last year we had estimated 800-plus visitors, not counting the stewards, jockeys, race owners, trainers, and et cetera, et cetera. And that's a very, very comfortable number for our surrounds.
Now, speaking of your surrounds, maybe you could explain to our listeners, because I do so many interviews with race clubs, and your race club itself, it's almost as though the name of the meeting and the cup has become the official name that everyone knows. In fact, I'm not sure how many people out there know of the Omeo District Racing Club. To them, it's all about Hinamunji. So explain to us, you're the Hinamunji Race Meeting, officially, though, Omeo District.
To tell you the truth, I can't explain it to you. I'm totally aware of that. I live in Hinamunji myself, and the racetrack obviously is in Hinamunji. But for reasons like the club itself has existed for well over 100 years, I think 130, 104 years. So that's sort of lost in the mist of time for some reason. We're called Omeo District Race Club, but it's actually the Hinamunji Cup that everybody relates to.
And having spoken over the years, there's not much there. Is that correct? Like if people come to the meeting, they do stay a fair way away or they come in on the day and so on. It's not an outback location, but there's not a lot of things right smack bang where you are. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. It's a country location and it's not close to any large built-up centre, that's true. But what happens is there are a lot of dedicated people that actually come for up to a week at a time. Some of them camp at the Benambra Rec Reserve, and this year there will be an after-party with music at the Benambra Rec Reserve. And then there are people who stay with friends. There are people who stay in some of the accommodation, such as there is in Omeo.
And you've got, I believe, 83 at your house?
Oh, well, I never count.
There you go. Floris Aringa is our guest. Floris, what is, before we chat a bit more about the club, your accent, what's the background there? Is it Dutch? Or?
Correct, yep.
I thought so.
I've been here quite a long time and I'm naturalised and all that, but yep, I'm Dutch.
And how's weather been? Because it can be a very dry place whenever there's talk of fires in country regions. You're obviously an area where it has to keep an eye on things, but a lot of rain, a lot of precipitation. How is the track and how is the course?
The track has been inspected by Country Racing Victoria and is being managed at the moment by some of our local farmers, and it is in the best condition it has been in years.
It's fantastic.
Really, really good.
Wow, that's great to know. And in terms of the timing, spoke to a few race clubs that are racing around this time. If we go back a year exactly, it's right when things are starting to get serious about COVID. Did this meeting 1 year ago miss all the fanfare and hoo-ha that was about to take place?
Oh, we got very lucky last year. We had our race meeting, and I forget exactly, but 1 or 2 weeks after, that's when the big lockdown started, and, well, we just managed to scrape in. It was great.
Well, as I said, timing is everything, so you've had the situation, and we know it's still a concern, and we still are very serious about COVID, but how about that? You have your race meeting, and then it all breaks out, and here we are a year down the track, and things getting back to some normality, and you pick it up again with your race meeting, which is fantastic timing. As you know, many race clubs in some cases did not even race, some with no crowds on track, and we certainly had a delayed start to the picnic season. So, Floris, for those that are going to your meeting, that have been to many of the Hinamunji Cup meetings, how different will the day be? Obviously, you're going to have quite a few people on track, and if it's anything close to normal, you'll have your normal amount on track, but how different will the experience be?
I don't expect it will be all that much different. The check-in procedure will be a little bit different because we are hiring a professional crew this year who will check all the QR codes and make sure that everybody's registered just in case. But other than that, most of the things will be the same. Bookies will be there. The bar will be open. There will be food available. There will be some other activities that are being finalised at the moment. But, yeah, the general spirit will be much the same as any other year.
Well, it's a great meeting, as are all the picnic race meetings. Have a great week coming up, and we look forward to talking about your picnic meeting on the long weekend. And, Floris, thank you for joining us. All the best.
My pleasure. Thanks for the time.